Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nina Tree's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Ego is the Enemy, Ryan Holiday delves deep into the concept of ego and how it hinders our personal and professional growth. Holiday, a strategist and writer renowned for his works on Stoic philosophy and marketing, aims at dissecting the role ego plays across different stages of success. Engaging with stories from history, literature, and personal anecdotes, the book unfolds the damaging effects of an unchecked ego. Through his crisp and poignant narrative, Holiday sheds light on how humility, self-awareness, and discipline can steer us toward enduring achievements and fulfillments. This book serves as a guide for anyone looking to transcend the pitfalls of ego to lead a more rewarding and meaningful life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the nature of ego, the first salient topic in Ego is the Enemy, is understanding the nature of ego. Holiday discusses how ego is not just arrogance or overconfidence, but a broader construct that encapsulates the incessant need to be better than, more than recognized, for far more than one deserves. This part lays the foundation by dissecting ego's manifestations across various aspects of life and how it impacts our actions, decisions, and relationships. Through examples ranging from historical figures to modern-day professionals, readers are shown how a bloated ego can derail the path to genuine success and fulfillment. The discussion illuminates the ego's subtleties and encourages a reflective assessment of one's actions and motivations. Secondly, aspiring success and failure. Another critical topic Holiday explores is the role ego plays during different phases of our journey. Aspiring, success, and failure. Each phase is marked by distinct ego traps. In the aspiring phase, Holiday illustrates how ego can prevent us from learning, growing, and moving forward due to an unfounded sense of superiority. Success discusses the intoxication of achievement and how it can blind us to our flaws and the transient nature of success. Failure delves into how ego can either lead to denial and further setbacks or serve as a lesson for future endeavors. Through comprehensive explanations, this section helps readers identify and navigate the ego challenges inherent in each phase. Thirdly, work and purpose. Work and purpose are profound topics Holiday addresses in regard to how ego can obstruct true achievement and satisfaction in one's career. The emphasis here is on the importance of being humble, patient, and persistent rather than seeking quick recognition or superficial success. Holiday argues that a focus on work itself, rather than the fame or recognition that may come from it, is crucial for lasting satisfaction and impact. This section encourages embracing a mindset of continuous learning and labor towards mastery and contribution, devoid of ego-driven motives. It offers keen insights into aligning one's work with genuine purpose and ethical standards. Fourthly, the role of silence and reflection. Holiday emphasizes the importance of silence and reflection in battling the ego. In a world saturated with noise and the constant urge to exhibit one's achievements, taking a step back and reflecting is vital. This section highlights how silence is not merely the absence of sound, but a state of mindfulness and introspection that allows us to see our egos and life more clearly. By fostering silence, we can resist the temptations of immediate recognition and shallow success. Holiday provides practical advice on cultivating silence in our lives, including meditation, journaling, and spending time in nature as tools for deep self-reflection and ego control. Lastly, maintaining ego in the face of adversity. The final significant topic is the challenge of maintaining a check on our ego when confronted with adversity. Holiday shares wisdom on how to approach obstacles, criticism, and hardship without letting our egos lead us into despair or denial. This section offers strategies for adopting a constructive mindset that views challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. By embracing vulnerability and adopting an attitude of resilience, Holiday illustrates how one can navigate through adversities without succumbing to the egoic responses of anger, blame, or surrender. The advice here is invaluable for anyone facing professional or personal challenges, guiding them towards a stoic and balanced response. In conclusion, Ryan Holiday's Ego is the Enemy is an enlightening read for individuals at any stage of their personal or professional journey. The book serves as a timely reminder of the perils of ego and offers actionable advice on how to overcome it. Through its engaging narrative and deep insights, it encourages reflection, humility, and perseverance. This book is particularly beneficial for leaders, entrepreneurs, and anyone aspiring to make a significant impact through their work. By digesting and applying the principles outlined by Holiday, readers are equipped to foster a more fulfilling and meaningful life, marked by continuous growth and contributions devoid of ego-driven motives. In essence, ego is the enemy, provides the tools to live a more aware and purposeful life. If you would like to support Ryan Holiday, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.